Hello, Ian.
Good morning, Kristen.
Let's go back to the start of this debate. Why is Governor Raimondo proposing giving Rhode Islanders 2 years of free tuition at state institutions of higher learning?
Well, it's no secret that Rhode Island has struggled for many decades to have a better economy, and Governor Raimondo describes her college tuition plan as a key part of trying to add more jobs and improve the economy. There are many Rhode Islanders who are underskilled, and she touts this as a way to get them better skilled, make them better qualified for jobs. And she points to some other factors. We all know that the crushing debt of college loans affects many families, mm-hmm. and this would be one way of relieving part of that burden. The cost of the governor's proposal would start out at a relatively modest $10 million a year. That's in the context of a $9 billion a year state budget, and it would grow eventually to $30 million. And we should also note that college tuition is emerging as a signature issue for Democrats across the country, and this could be a way of reaching out to middle-class voters as Raimondo gears up for re-election next year.
Mm-hmm. But not everyone is on board with Governor Raimondo's proposal, right?
That's right. House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello, often called the most powerful elected official in the state, reacted coolly to the governor's proposal from the start. He says Rhode Island should be wary about being the first to take up a new kind of entitlement program. New York State just this week became the first to really move ahead with it. So maybe that argument does not apply. But the speaker is still very skeptical on the initiative.
What are some of the other concerns?
Well, there are really a variety of them among critics. Number one, a lot of people are worried that this college tuition program could become a costly entitlement. They don't necessarily trust that the cost would top out at $30 million a year. They think the cost of that could grow. There's question about whether beneficiaries of the program would stay in Rhode Island, and is it worth it for the state to invest in young people who might just pick up and take their college degrees and move elsewhere? Mm-hmm. Some people think there should be a means test, that the state should not be in the business of helping to pay for college for children from affluent families. One other question is the academic requirement is that students be in good academic standing. That's roughly a 2.0 GPA. And in the eyes of some people, maybe the state should expect more if it's going to be handing out financial support or offering a financial benefit to some college students.
So, Ian Donis, we're talking about opposition to Governor Raimondo's free college tuition proposal. How has the governor responded to her critics?
Well, she's taken them on. She's fighting for the proposal. She has staged some public forums at high schools in places like Newport and Central Falls. Last week, we saw two former Obama administration officials express their support for the governor's college tuition plan. The chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Tom Perez, came to Rhode Island and spoke at RIC about the plan. Like Raimondo, he calls it a boost for the economy. We saw former Education Secretary Arne Duncan write an op-ed supporting Raimondo's proposal. And also former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick did the same thing. Meanwhile, a group affiliated with the Democratic Governors Association has been paying for a commercial that supports Raimondo's proposal. Let's listen to an excerpt.
As governor, Gina Raimondo is working hard to improve Rhode Island's economy and create jobs, expanding job training so workers have the skills they need to find jobs here. The goal? Invest in the middle class.
This is kind of a twofer for Raimondo because it offers some broader support for her college tuition proposal while also getting her on TV screens, as we mentioned, as she's gearing up to run for re-election for governor next year.
So after all this back and forth, Ian, where do things stand?
Well, a lot will really depend on how much state revenue is available. We'll get a better handle on that. The state has a revenue estimating conference twice a year in May and November. And there are a lot of people who think a reality check might come with the next state revenue estimating conference in May. That's when we'll know how much money is available for various priorities, including House Speaker Mattiello's priority of beginning a phase out of the car tax. He wants to cut the bite of that by about $40 million in the fiscal year beginning July 1st. And the General Assembly is also kind of getting down to the crunch time when more stuff actually happens on Smith Hill. Lawmakers will be on vacation next week. After that, it's really kind of the march to the end of session when these matters get decided. It's possible we may see some changes in the governor's proposal. There are some people who think it might get cut back to include just 2 years of free tuition for students at CCRI. If that were to happen, Raimondo could always push for an expansion of the program next year. And there could be other tweaks. We see how this new program in New York State includes a requirement that beneficiaries stay in that state for a certain amount of time. There are some people who think that's not a good idea, but that might be a way of mollifying some of the criticism. The governor's office says it's flexible. There's also the possibility that the governor's college tuition proposal will not be approved and will essentially run into a wall in the General Assembly. I think it's safe to say that Governor Raimondo sees this as an important priority for her administration, and she'll keep fighting for it regardless of the opposition.
Okay, thank you, Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis. We know you will keep a close eye on the issue in the remainder of the General Assembly session.
Thanks, Kristen. I sure will.